This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. President Obama is set to visit the Gulf Coast again tomorrow. It's been almost 2 months since the oil started spewing from a broken well in the Gulf of Mexico. The president will spend 2 days examining what progress is being made to contain the spill and talking about ways to mitigate the threat to the area's environment and economy. Admiral Thad Allen is the National Incident Commander for the spill and is coordinating the government's response. He's on the line. Admiral Allen, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Leanne.
On Friday, Coast Guard Rear Admiral James Watson sent a letter to BP giving them 48 hours to speed up the process of stopping the spill. It's been 2 days now. Is there any response from BP?
We expect it today, Leanne. They've usually met the reporting requirement. They had submitted us plans on how they were going to increase containment capacity and redundancy because we don't want to have a system breakdown and not be able to still produce out of that wellhead. Given the increased flow rate predictions that we're looking at now, we wanted them to redouble their efforts and provide us a more effective and timely plan. So they're doing that right now.
And what do you expect the company to do? Do you have an idea of what their plan is?
Well, what they've done to date is they've got a vessel that's capable of producing oil and gas. It's basically linked to the wellhead by a riser pipe. In other words, it's permanently affixed to it. Because of that, you're pretty much restricted to the diameter of the pipe and what can be brought up. They're going to bring an additional vessel in and use the choke and kill lines that they used to shoot mud down during the top kill exercise that was unsuccessful a couple weeks ago. And we want them to draw more oil off so they can increase their production. Then we want them to have additional vessels for redundancy, so in case there's a problem with one vessel, we can continue to operate.
BP is supposed to be bringing in a second ship to increase its capacity to capture the oil. Will that help a lot or not much?
Well, we're kind of restricted to the current configuration with the wellhead right now to about a maximum of about 28,000 barrels a day. We've directed them to go beyond that, and they're going to bring in a new mooring system and a system that's capable of bringing more oil up from the surface, but that's going to take probably 2 to 3 weeks because that technology is not currently in the Gulf of Mexico. They're actually going to start using shuttle tankers and production vessels that are more likely used in the North Sea, and we have a ship that's actually en route from the North Sea right now.
The cap on the broken well is what's allowing BP to siphon off some of that oil. Have you heard anything from anyone that gives you any indication that this well will be completely capped anytime soon?
Well, Leanne, we've always stated that the ultimate solution to this is going to be a relief well that's drilled down, intercepts that well bore, and will allow them to actually pump mud down, suppress the hydrocarbons, and put a cement plug in. The nearest time that's going to happen is somewhere around the first or second week of August. So what we're doing in the meantime is trying to contain the oil that is there in the most effective and efficient way possible. And we continue to ratchet up the pressure on BP to make sure that they are bringing every conceivable production capability there.
Are you confident these relief wells will really work? I mean, it's been sort of put out there as the final fix, but some of the things that have been used haven't worked.
Well, that's a fair question, Leanne. What we directed was when they started drilling the relief well, we said you need to start drilling a second relief well at the same time as a risk mitigator. I don't think there are any claims of certainty in this world, but to the extent that we can mitigate the risk that relief well is not successful, having the second one being drilled at the same time is the risk mitigator.
I'm speaking with Admiral Thad Allen. He's the National Incident Commander for the Gulf Coast oil spill. There's been quite a bit of coverage on NPR about the payment BP is giving to those who have been affected by the spill, and many people are saying it's not enough money, it's too hard to get. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I sure can, Leanne, and we're concerned about that as well. One of the things about claims processing that everybody needs to understand is that BP is an oil production company, and they hired a contractor, basically a claims adjuster, to handle their claims process. We have never been sanguine from the start that they have the competency or the capacity to manage the contract with a third-party entity dealing with those claims. So I've actually set up what we call an integrated services team. We've had direction provided to BP to come up with data on how they're processing the claims. We've been going over the processes with them, and we're going to each state. We started last week meeting with the state governors, talking to their people. Our goals are to ensure that the claims process is transparent, that it's efficient and fair, and we want to have options for neutral, independent, secure a source for claims payment so it's somebody else actually disperses the money. And we need to take a look at how they're going to handle natural resource damages to the state and the federal governments. And we want fair standards for making those compensation decisions.
BP also announced over the weekend they're going to be selling some of the oil that's been collected, and the money will go toward wildlife rehabilitation. Does the process of trying to gather the oil to sell it make it harder to contain it or clean it up?
No, the oil has to be produced out of that wellhead, and they are producing about 15,000 barrels a day from the containment process they have right now. And I think that's a very wise thing for them to do, to apply any proceeds from the oil that's recovered to wildlife. I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Admiral Thad Allen is the National Incident Commander for the Gulf Coast oil spill. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Leanne.